Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is the Wikipedia page for
Mr. Peanut.
Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Vernado, KSN, reminding you all to subscribe to the show that brings you Mr. Peanut.
That's right, everybody. Subscribe. Because when was the last time you thought about Mr. Peanut?
Not a long time, but Mr. Peanut, he's got a lot of weird things going on. First of all, his arms and legs are both like slender and womanly, but they're also the same size. Like the upper arm is the same size as his upper thigh. And so things that are like that, where all the legs are the same size, it mostly happens with insects.
Okay.
Which makes me look at him differently.
Yeah, me too now. Now I'm seeing a spider missing four limbs. So, thank you.
Yeah.
Although I'm aware spiders are not insects. Haters out there, don't come for me. My God. Now, we're going to get started, but I just want to point out that at some point, Mr. Peanut was voiced by Robert Downey Jr., and I find that fascinating. So, fun fact, here we go.
Spoilers, jeez.
Mr. Peanut. Mr. Peanut is the advertising logo and mascot of Planters, an American snack food company owned by Hormel. He is depicted as an anthropomorphic peanut in its shell, wearing the formal clothing of an old-fashioned gentleman with a top hat, monocle, white gloves, spats, and cane. He is reported of British heritage and has the proper name of Bartholomew Richard Fitzgerald Smith.
I want to start making public appearances as Mr. Peanut.
Absolutely.
And just be like a ruthless pimp.
Yeah.
Yes. History. Planters Peanut Company was founded in 1906 in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania by Amedeo Obici and incorporated 2 years later as the Planters Nut and Chocolate Company. In 1916, a young schoolboy, Antonio Gentili, submitted drawings of an anthropomorphic peanut to a design contest. When his design was chosen, commercial artist Andrew S. Wallach added the monocle, top hat, and cane to create the iconic image. Gentili's family originally received $5 for winning the contest. Obici befriended them and paid Antonio's and four of his siblings' way through college. That's cool. After Obici paid Antonio's way through medical school as well, Antonio became a doctor in Newport News, where he died of a heart attack in 1939. Oh, well, I mean, sadly, he died of a heart attack, but pretty cool that Obici befriended the kid who won the contest and paid for all of his siblings to go to college. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, it's like a real-life Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory situation.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Maybe, like, Roald Dahl got the idea for Willy Wonka from this Mr. Peanut story.
There'd be a couple of questions I would ask before I would even begin to entertain that thought.
Mm-hmm.
I think first I'd be like, okay, when was Willy Wonka written? And when did this happen? That would be the first fact that I would clear. Then there'd be a lot more. But that's the big one.
So 1964 is when the novel came out.
Willy Wonka?
I mean, technically it's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, but yeah.
Right, and this happened in, like, between 1916 and 1939. So, okay, the time works out. So that's good.
Mm-hmm. I'll take it.
Then the next thing I would do is I would read any books on Roald Dahl talking about how he came up with Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my next move. By the way, everybody, this is boring. I used to be a professional researcher for documentaries, and so I know how to, like, clear facts. And so we were just doing that. And it's boring to anybody who's not big nerds.
I'm a big nerd. And I think we'll have to read the article on Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Perhaps so.
There is a disputed claim that Frank P. Kreis Sr., a Wilkes-Barre artist and head of the Suffolk plant, made the additions of the monocle, top hat, and cane. Wallach's daughter, Virginia, maintains that Kreis joined the project after Mr. Peanut was created. However, neither Planter's History nor other sources still in circulation positively identify the artist.
By the mid-1930s, the raffish figure had come to symbolize the entire peanut industry. Mr. Peanut has appeared on almost every Planter's package and advertisement and is one of the best-known icons in advertising history. He has appeared in many TV commercials as an animated cartoon character. More recent commercials have shown him stop-motion animated in a real-world setting.
In 2005, Mr. Peanut was shown in MasterCard's Icons commercial during Super Bowl.
Everybody, Rachel is trying to read Roman numerals at this point. She says Super Bowl, and she stopped because what she saw was XXXIX. And we'll see if she's figured it out now. If not, I'll tell you.
I think I'm going to go with 46.
It is 39.
I do remember this commercial. Which depicts several advertising mascots having dinner together. That's such a clear memory to me. I don't know why, but they did a good job.
In 2006, Planter held an online contest to determine whether to add a bow tie, cufflinks, or pocket watch to Mr. Peanut. The public voted for no changes.
Sounds like humanity. While the character's television commercials were often accompanied by an accented narrator, Mr. Peanut never had dialogue. On November 8, 2010, Planters announced that actor Robert Downey Jr. would become Mr. Peanut's first ever voice actor.
In 2011, Mr. Peanut's stunt double, Peanut Butter Doug, was introduced to tie in with the Planters Peanut Butter launch. The character is voiced by Kevin Dillon.
On July 1, 2013, Planters cast comedian and Saturday Night Live alumnus Bill Hader as the voice for a campaign focusing on its Planters Nutrition product line.
In 2017, the Virginia General Assembly passed a joint resolution commending Mr. Peanut. Great.
Yep. In 2018, Mr. Peanut was once again revamped, albeit for the first time since 2009, and became silent again. Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you remain silent and listen to us.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank you for listening to that message, everybody. Now, let's get to the first time a section has been titled something. I don't think I've ever been as excited to say a phrase in a funny voice as I am right now. Baby Nut and Peanut Jr. On January 22nd, 2020, Planters released a teaser for its Super Bowl 54 commercial featuring Mr. Peanut, Wesley Snipes, and Matt Walsh.
What?
The trio was shown hanging onto a branch after accidentally driving the Nutmobile off a cliff to avoid an armadillo, with Mr. Peanut electing to let go and fall to his death onto the Nutmobile, which then explodes. The company's social media outlet stated that his funeral would be the subject of Planter's Super Bowl ad.
Hey baby, come take a ride on my Nutmobile. Planters suspended the campaign shortly after the Calabasas helicopter crash on January 26, which killed all passengers, including former NBA player Kobe Bryant. They eventually resumed the campaign with the Super Bowl commercial, which showed Snipes and Walsh presiding over the funeral of Mr. Peanut, also attended by fellow mascots Kool-Aid Man and Mr. Clean. Kool-Aid Man's tears combined with sunlight cause a new, younger incarnation of Mr. Peanut, dubbed Baby Nut, to grow from the soil.
It's like Harry Potter.
This page is not disappointing.
After the premiere of the commercial, the Planters' Twitter account was used to make posts in character as Baby Nut. It also retweeted posts from several Baby Nut meme accounts created before the ad aired, prompting Twitter to suspend them under the presumption that they were created by the company's agency to manipulate the platform in violation of its terms of use.
Wait a second. What? Why?
Twitter shut down the Baby Nut meme accounts because the Baby Nut meme accounts were created before the commercial aired, which means someone with knowledge of Baby Nut before the public had knowledge of Baby Nut made the accounts, which they assumed to be Planters. And they were like, you can't manipulate Twitter like that. That's against their policy.
That's stupid.
I don't think it's stupid. I think it's fine. It makes sense.
I mean, Twitter can do whatever it wants. It's a private company. Actually, no, it's not private. I don't know. Regardless, they can make their own rules. I get that. They're a website, but I still think it's stupid.
You think it's stupid that they should allow Planters to lie to people on their platform? Because Planters is trying to pretend like they were meme accounts created by fans of its product. And you think that they should let that happen?
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like that big of a deal.
Yes, you do?
Yeah.
They should let corporations lie to people on their platform.
I mean, the way I see it in this context is Planters decided to make meme accounts about a character that they knew they would be releasing.
But they were doing those accounts because they want to pump up accounts, and they're retweeting those accounts. They're treating them like they're people.
Yeah. I've seen and heard of much more egregious things that could happen on social media by a company, and this one just doesn't seem that bad.
All right. Well, that's fine. I get it. Yes, you agree that Twitter should allow corporations to lie to people on their
platform. If we're talking about a meme account, like, yeah. I mean, who cares?
I do. I don't think they should be allowed to do that. Like, in any of my platforms, I wouldn't allow people to just lie to people if I was aware of it.
I mean, and that's your choice, but...
Yeah, it is.
There's so much worse things going on the internet than a corporation making a meme account ahead of time.
Well, I mean, considering there's always something worse going on, we should just let all hell break loose. That's probably the answer.
No, I just don't think that there's, like, any significant consequences of something like this. That's all.
No consequences to manipulating social media.
In this context, no, I just don't think it's a problem.
All right, well, agree to disagree, I guess.
Okay. The campaign faced a mixed reaction from viewers, while comparisons were drawn between the character and other juvenile incarnations of characters seen in media, such as Grogu and Groot. Explaining the intent of the campaign, a spokesman for Planters Advertising Agency cited the examples of superhero deaths in the Marvel Cinematic Universe for how such a death could connect with viewers and potential customers.
I was totally unaware that they killed Mr. Peanut.
I was vaguely aware of Baby Nut when it was going on, but that's about it.
I had no idea. This is all news to me.
I remember the memes, and I promptly forgot about it.
In August 2020, a continuation of the campaign launched where Baby Nut is revealed to have aged into a 21-year-old young adult, Peanut Jr. This decision resulted in much more volatile reactions than Baby Nut's campaign, with the tweet encouraging others to block Peanut Jr.'s account, becoming viral.
A nut above, 2021 refresh. The Baby Nut campaign ended in February 2021 with Mr. Peanut returning to adulthood. Planters announced it would not, quote, spend $5 million dropping the character off a cliff. The company introduced a new campaign, A Nut Above, that's a great name, and announced that it would highlight people, quote, who made the world a little less nutty in 2020. In preparation for the sale of Planters by Kraft to Hormel, Planters relaunched the Mr. Peanut character in May 2021 with new commercials depicting a two-dimensional animated version of the mascot and focusing on the nutritional qualities of its products, or should I say, nutritional.
Yeah, I guess you should.
Mm-hmm.
Influence. In the 2010 novel Mr. Peanut by Adam Ross, a man fantasizes about killing his peanut-allergic wife by force-feeding her peanuts. Quote, he poured out a handful and ate them and then wiped the salt from his empty hand on his pants. He looked at the chipper, Planters Peanuts man tipping his top hat hello, and thought about how one bite could kill Alice dead.
The artist Vincent Trazoff, dressed as Mr. Peanut, ran as a joke candidate in the 1974 Vancouver, British Columbia civic elections. And that's where it ends.
That's great. Amazing. He ran as a joke candidate as Mr. Peanut.
I never knew I wanted to be Mr. Peanut for Halloween, but now I know I want to be Mr. Peanut for Halloween.
Wow, amazing. I think this page has turned you around, because when we started, you were not into Mr. Peanut when I was like, first I wanted to read Mr. Peanut.
Yes, I was.
You were not.
You were like, oh, let's do Mr. Peanut. And I was like, oh my God, that's hilarious. Let's do it.
That is not what you said.
In what world would I not be into reading about Mr. Peanut?
Listen, I just know that you're pretty salty.
I am pretty salty, but I was not salty about reading this page.
All right. Okay.
This has been the Wikipedia page for Mr. Peanut. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for X, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button, like you're going to smash that EpiPen into your peanut allergic wife.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.